الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سورة يونس 45-47. ويوم يحشرهم كأن لم يلبثوا إلا ساعة من النهار يتعارفون بينهم قد خسر الذين كذبوا بلقاء الله وما كانوا محتدين. وإما نرينك بعض الذين نعدهم أو نتوفينك فإلينا مرجعهم ثم الله شهيد على ما يفعلون. ولكل أمة رسول، فإذا جاء رسولهم قضي بينهم بالقسط وهم لا يظلمون. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
ويوم يحشرهم, on a day that they will be gathered, hashr, gathered, convene, يوم الحشر, as if they did not stay in this life except for 1 hour. كَانْ لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا سَاعَةً مِنَ النَّهَرِ. Has it happened to you that you go to a place, to a country, you stay there for 2 months, 3 months, but at the time of your departure at the airport, when someone asks you, how long did you stay here? You tell him, as if I stayed here for 1 day, 2 days. I didn't feel it. I really didn't feel it. I've been here for 6 months, but it's like 2 days. The same feeling is going to happen after resurrection, on the day of judgment. Allah says most people, when they look back at this lower life, small life, they feel, they have the feeling that they stayed for an hour of that day. An hour. سَاعَةً مِّنَ النَّهَرِ. An hour of the day, not the whole day. An hour. An hour of the day. And that tells you that this life is too short to trust and too short to depend on. Today, I was reading the LA Times at 4 p.m. There was a breaking news. Breaking news is as 12 or 8 p.m. noon today, they are building the tallest building in the West Coast, the Wilshire Hotel on Wilshire Boulevard. That is the tallest skyscrapers west of the Mississippi. It's going to be open next year. A worker who was working there, electrician, he lost his balance and he fell to his death. 52 stories. So the workers, who are more than 1,000 who work on this particular site, when they were interviewed, all of them, they say, this is a shock for us. A shock. We could not imagine something like that happens to this man. We worked on many projects, but Allah says it does happen. You never know what will happen to us tomorrow, the day after, next week, next month. Life is short. The only result we get from this life is that this life is too short to trust. You cannot say, I leave my house today and 100% I'm going to go home now. They might take you somewhere else. Last night I went at about 9 p.m. to USC Medical Center near downtown, because one of the members in the community, again, he lost his balance and he fell down and his head was separated from his neck. So his family, they called me to go and recite dua for him. I went there. While I was going there, I would hear the sirens of the ambulances from this direction and that direction, and the helicopter also, bringing people to that emergency center from all directions. Very busy place. Very busy place. Because Israel is busy, definitely. The only one who's not going to be laid off or lose his job is Israel alayhi salam. He's super busy. But we don't pay attention to that. We think death only is for others, not us. Life is too short. كَأَنْ لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا سَاعَةً مِنَ النَّهَرِ. They think, they feel, that they lived only for 1 hour of the day. But an hour of the day, compared to the akhir, this life is too short. The real life is that one, is the next one. This is not real. This is transient. This is a bridge, connector. A connector, only a bridge. So the stay would not last long. يَتَعَارَفُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ. You know, when they have the feeling that, listen, we lived in this life a period that is too short, that allowed us only to acquaint ourselves with others. Just to acquaint ourselves. Have you seen when you go somewhere and you say to them, hi, how are you? I'm Fulan. You know, what do you do? And that's it. It's over. It takes 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Allah says, the wrongdoers, this is their feeling about this life, that we did not even stay there. We barely had to say, hi, how are you? Just the period of ta'aruf, not ta'aruf farsi, huh? Ta'aruf arabi, غير ta'aruf farsi. Ahsant. When you introduce yourself to each other. From ma'rif, from recognizing each other. This is the meaning of it. It was just barely we recognized each other and then said, they told us life is over. Leave. Game is over. وَيَوْمَ يَحْشُرُهُمْ كَأَنْ لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا سَاعَةً مِنَ النَّهَارِ يَتَعَارَفُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ. Now some people and some commentators believe that this sa'a, this hour, is not a reference to this life. It is a reference to the interval between the moment of death and the moment of resurrection, which is Alamul Barzakh. Why? Because it's mentioned in the Quran. Quran says in Surah Ar-Rum, وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةِ. The day, the hour begins. The hour means the day of judgment. One of the names of the day of the judgment is the hour. تَقُومُ السَّاعَةِ يُقْسِمُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ مَا لَبِثُوا غَيْرَ السَّاعَةِ. The wrongdoers are going to make an oath, qasam, that we never stayed but for 1 hour between death and resurrection. Although it was thousands of years. It could be millions of years, who knows. Between the time we die and the time we wake up again. The longest time is that time. It could be millions of years. And that universe and that phase is called in the Quran Alamul Barzakh wa min wara'ihim barzakhun ila yawm yub'athun. And we're going to see many things in that interval. Many things in the grave. Many things we're going to experience. And it is very long. And one of the hadiths states that if you want to enjoy the sleep, if you love to sleep, then postpone your sleep to that time. You're going to have a long sleep. Your mother is not going to come and wake you up, believe me. Because there's no more school, no more homework, no more work, no more things. Sleep, enjoy your sleep. أَجَّلْ نَوْمَكَ إِلَى الْقَبْرِ. Postpone your sleep until they put you in your grave. Enjoy that sleep without interruption. Long sleep. But then they would think that it was only 1 hour and see we are standing before Allah. إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. When you speak about the trial, people think that's too long to come. The final judgment, the final trial is going to take millions of years, but this is not the case. You're going to see it right before your eyes, and very quick and very soon. قَدْ خَسِرَ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِلِقَاءِ اللَّهِ. This life is like a marketplace. It's like stock market. Some people gain and some people lose in the stock market every day. When the market opens, some people make money, some people lose money. This life is exactly like the stock market. Some people at the end of the day, they go home happy, they achieved something, and some people they lose. They are losers. At khasira, indeed, those who did not prepare themselves to meet their Lord, they are losers. قَدْ خَسِرَ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِلِقَاءِ اللَّهِ. They kept denying. Sometimes people deny in their mind, in their mouth. They say there is no day of judgment. This is one type of denial. And sometimes they deny not with your mouth, but with their actions. How is that? When they are not prepared for it. They know there is a trip ahead of them. They are not prepared for it. This is another type of denial. They are not prepared for it. Every single day there is a call for us. The earth. تُخَاطِبُكَ وَتَقُولُ. We receive a call. يَبْنَ آدَمْ أَنْتَ تَمْشِي عَلَى ظَهْرِ. Now you are enjoying the walk above me. وَعَنْ قَلِيلٍ تَحِلُّ فِي بَطْنِ. But soon they're going to bring you down there. I'm going to host you here soon. Soon I'm going to carry you. So be prepared for that day. That day you can't call your attorney or your friend and tell them, help me. Nobody is going to help you. You have to help yourself. You and your amal, your friends, they're going to say bye to you. Your wealth is not going to follow you, neither your family. No matter how much your family love you, but they are not ready to stay with you there. They leave us. Us and our deeds, nothing else. قَدْ خَسِرَ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِلِقَاءِ اللَّهِ وَمَا كَانُوا مُحْتَدِينَ. Those who are not looking forward and preparing themselves for the future are misguided. وَمَا كَانُوا مُحْتَدِينَ. They are misguided indeed. وَإِمَّا نُرِيَنَّكَ بَعْضَ الَّذِي نَعِدُهُمْ أَوْ نَتَوَفَّيَنَّكَ. Some rejectors of the truth, they would come to the Prophet and they say to him, hey Muhammad, if you speak the truth, then let's see the punishment descending on us. We are rejecting you. We are denying you. So show us the result. Where is the result? Allah says the result would come. Even if it does not come during the time of the Prophet, even after his death, but definitely the result will come and they will see it. وَإِمَّا نُرِيَنَّكَ بَعْضَ الَّذِي نَعِدُهُمْ. Whether we show you a part of that which we promise them, which is the punishment we promise them when they reject, whether we show that to you, or we take you, meaning you come back to us, أو نتوفينك, ultimately their return, مرجعهم فإلينا مرجعهم ثم الله شهيد على ما يفعلون. Their return shall be unto us, and God is going to be the witness over that which they do. Many people, they wait to see the result of what happens to their adversaries. You know, when you have a conflict, you wait to see what will happen to your adversary, to your enemy. Allah says to the Prophet, even if you are not there, you are not alive, definitely the punishment would reach them, even if we take you before them, because this is our universal law. Sometimes we delay the punishment, but they will see. Even if you are not there to witness, you are back to us, definitely they will see the punishment, because Allah is the witness, not only the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali.
Prophets and messengers, they come and go. The ultimate witness over what we do is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah does not come and go. Everything does come and go except Allah. Allah is there. هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن. Allah is there. Allah does not forget. He does not disappear. He's there. Generations of civilizations, they come and go, and messengers, Ibrahim comes and goes, Musa, Isa, even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Although they are witnesses over their congregations, Ibrahim is going to be a witness for his congregation, Musa is going to be witness, Isa and the Prophet. This is a verse in the Quran. The prophets are going to be a witness either for their congregations or against them, for the believers and against the non-believers. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. Your messenger, your Rasul, is going to be a witness. But the ultimate witness is something bigger than the Prophet, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the ultimate witness. ثُمَّ اللَّهُ شَهِيدٌ عَلَى مَا يَفْعَلُونَ. And God is going to be a witness over that which they do. And Allah never forgets. And His computer never crashes. Always safe. في كتاب معلوم. Preserved there. Preserved there is something. The divine computer has a name. اللوح المحفوظ. Not Apple or PC or whatever. Or لوح المحفوظ. The best production, the best type of technology, اللوح المحفوظ, preserved tablet, preserved, protected with God. Everything we do, everything we say is going to be recorded there. Nothing is going to go in vain. It is reserved there. You have a record. All governments, they keep the record of their citizens. Allah cannot keep the record of His citizens, His subjects. Allah, the Creator, He cannot. Definitely he can. So it is there. It would never go away. If you do good, it is there, even if goes unnoticed by people. And if you do bad, even if it goes unnoticed by people, it is there. It is in Allah's record. ثُمَّ اللَّهُ شَهِيدٌ عَلَى مَا يَفْعَلُونَ. One of Allah's names and characters and attributes is Shaheed. Allah is Shaheed, witness. And Allah does not forget. Sometimes a witness forgets. When you bring him to ask him, he says, well, I really don't know. I don't recall the story very well. But Allah does not forget. ثُمَّ اللَّهُ شَهِيدٌ عَلَى مَا يَفْعَلُونَ وَلِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولٍ. To every community we send a messenger. Part of his job, not everything that he does, but part of what he does, وَلِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولٍ فَإِذَا جَاءَ رَسُولُهُمْ. When their messenger comes, قَضَى بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْقِسْطِ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. قضي بينهم بالقسط وهم لا يظلمون. When their messenger comes, judgment shall be rendered between them. قضي بينهم. Judgment shall be rendered between them. Injustice بالقسط وهم لا يظلمون. And they will not be wronged. What type of judgment is this? When a messenger comes to a community, some people are going to embrace him, accept him, follow him, and believe in everything he says. Others are going either to completely reject him or partially reject him. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Was completely rejected by the polytheists. They completely rejected everything he said. They said to him, you are wrong. But some Muslims, they rejected him partially. They said to him, listen, Ya Muhammad, if you tell us about God, monotheism, we will accept. If you tell us you are the messenger, also we are going to accept. That when you tell us Ali is the Imam, we are not going to accept that. This is exactly what some of them said to him right in his face. They came to him, they said, أَمَرْتَنَا بِالصَّلَاةِ فَصَلِّينَ. You asked us to believe in God and pray and zakat and fasting and this and hajj. We did all these things. Was not that enough for you? Until you grab the arm of your cousin, huh? See, the tribal mentality thinks only in terms of a blood and biological relationship. Does not believe in the faith relationship, blood relationship, because he's the cousin of the Prophet. They don't say because he's the hero, he's the first soldier, he's the first defender, he's the first pious. أَعْلَمُكُمْ Ali, أَقْضَاكُمْ Ali, أَفْضَلُكُمْ Ali. Ali is the most noble, Ali is the most just, Ali is the most knowledgeable. He does not say that. He says your cousin. You took the arm of your cousin and you said he's my successor. We reject this. This is partial rejection. Although it is a partial rejection, but at the end it's going to be a complete rejection. Because you cannot divide religion into sections. Religion is a package. Either you accept the whole package or you reject it. He said, I'm not going to accept that. Too much for me to accept Ali as the Khalifa. Even today. This sentence is being reverberating from 1400 years until now. There are some Muslims who cannot accept Ali. Not just the first caliph. Even the fourth caliph, they don't accept him. And that is due to a disease. The disease is called bigotry, ta'assub. sometimes this disease strikes on a person, white person, like Donald Trump, he says, I cannot accept the Muslims in this country. He has a disease. He has a sickness. And sometimes the disease strikes on someone who's Arab and calls himself a Muslim, he says, I cannot accept Ahlul Bayt. Tell me about any person except Ahlul Bayt. Don't mention Ali to me. A disease. This is a disease. So some people are going to believe in the Prophet and others are going to reject him. And Allah says there is a universal law. النظام التكويني, not تشريعي. تكوين, it means something to do with the universe, not with a geographic area or community or race or culture or language. This is a universal law. The universal law states that if you support God and His messengers, God is going to support you and help you out. If you betray them and reject them, God is going to betray you and reject you. You are not going to be successful. This is a universal law that has been stated not recently, with the creation of the universe. Indispensable. Inseparable from the creation of the universe. Universal law. Allah says those who support the prophets and messengers, ultimately they're going to be successful. And those who reject them, even if they acquire wealth and power and armies, at the end they are going to be defeated. Allahumma wali man wala wa adi man ada. Wansur man nasara. This is from the Quran, taken from the Quran. This is not something strange. Those who support the truth, ultimately Allah is going to support them. They're going to be successful. Quraysh stood in the face of a man called Muhammad. The whole city of Mecca, except a few, except a handful, not more, handful. When the Prophet left Mecca, the believers, true believers, were no more than a handful of followers. Look at Islam today. Universal religion. In every corner, in every village, in every country. In some countries, really, when you drive, when you walk in the streets, you think this is an Islamic country. Left and right, mashallah, halal food, you know. I was in London last Friday, and when you drive, masala and whatever, and halal, you know, all these American brands, including Subway, I saw halal Subway, mashallah. Yeah. So you have to travel to London now. And Muslims, left and right. You see women with hijab. Also, alhamdulillah, you see men with very long beard too. Yeah. Yeah. You see all sorts of people. So now Islam is a universal religion. Allah decrees, qada'ullah, that this earth has to be ruled by the righteous. Has to be ruled at the end by the righteous. Yes, there are many battles between truth and falsehood. But the last round is for the righteous. They have to inherit the earth at the end. Amir al-Mu'mineen has a beautiful hadith. Beautiful hadith. He says, Al-Haqq jadid wa in talat bihi al-ayyam. Truth is always fresh. Always fresh. Even if it takes ages for it to succeed. Even if it takes ages, still is going to be fresh. وَالْبَاطِلُ مَخْذُولٌ وَإِنْ نَصَرَهُ أَقْوَامٌ. And falsehood is defeated even if the whole universe stands with falsehood. It has to be defeated. For more than 1 year, Saudi Arabia was pounding Yemen with their F-16s, with their weapons, for more than 1 year. Now they could not defeat a handful of people who don't have good arms, but they have good faith. They have good iman. Today Saudi declared that we're going to stop this war because they failed. Not because they could, not because they were able to defeat their enemies, because they were defeated after 1 year. They were defeated. They killed thousands of civilians. Thousands of civilians died. Poor women, elderly, children. In many instances, they bombed a market that is crowded with people, civilians. Hospitals, masajid were bombed. But they could not win. Why? Because they follow falsehood, batil. Al-batilu makhdool. وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. This is a law. Put this law in your room. Look at it. إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ. Indeed, falsehood is defeated. Whether falsehood is a war between two countries, or a conflict between a husband and wife, between a neighbor and his neighbor, between a father and son, between whether it's on a larger scale or a smaller scale, falsehood has to be defeated. It cannot win. Because if falsehood wins, then this means justice is missing from Allah. And Allah is just. Allah is just. Allah cannot let injustice and wrongdoing and dhul prevail. Dhul has to be defeated. Al-haqqu jadid. So don't give up. When you follow the truth, don't say, I'm tired, nobody's helping me. Maybe I'm wrong. You are not wrong. Allah is testing you. Always the followers of Haqq are minority. Always. This is the book. You find it here. وَلَوْ اتَّبَعَ الْحَقُّ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ لَفَسَدَتِ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah says to the Prophet, if God wants to follow the whims of the majority of the people, then the whole universe is going to collapse. But Allah is not going to follow them because they are a majority. Allah does not follow majorities. Allah follows the truth. Even if the believers of the truth are one. One. وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ لِلْحَقِّ كَارِهُونَ. Another verse in the Quran. Allah says, the vast majority of mankind, they dislike karihun. They dislike the truth. They dislike it. They don't want to follow it. 99.9% of mankind, they don't like the truth. Even the community who believe, even those who pray, when there is truth and falsehood, if truth does not work for them, it works against them, they reject it. They don't like it. Let alone those who do not believe in God. Al-haq, al-haq umur, bitter. Amir al-Mu'mineen says the truth is bitter. So people don't like it. But Allah says at the end, those who follow the truth are going to prevail. Even if they remain small minority. Even if they are voiceless. At the end of the day, they're going to prevail. Because this is my system. This is my divine decree. I would never let falsehood to prevail. وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقِّ. Mecca stood in the face of the Prophet, all of them. 8 years later. Not 80, 8. Prophet came with 10,000 of his followers. And Mecca surrenders. Abu Sufyan surrenders. Abu Sufyan, the leader of polytheism and shirk. He had to surrender. 8 years before, Muhammad had to leave Mecca in the dark because they were after him. وَإِذْ يَمْكُرُ بِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُ. The community of Mecca, they had a conference. They decided to put an end to the life of the Prophet. لِيَقْتُلُوكَ. They would murder you. Allah asked him to leave. He left 8 years later. He came back and the whole city and Quraysh, with their arrogance, they surrendered to him. They surrendered. This is the truth. When you stand with the truth, so do not give up. If you embrace the truth, either you don't embrace it, or once you embrace it, you have to continue. Allah says, I want you to continue. Even if the whole world, they stand against you. Why? Because the majority of the people, وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ لِلْحَقِّ كَارِهُمْ, they are after money. They run after the one who pays more money. Today, Saudi Arabia is the leader of the Muslim world, not because they are intellectual. Believe me, they are the least people who use their aql, their reason. But because they have money. And people are gida, Arab countries, you know. They are cheap. So when they pay them, they go. They follow them. Whatever nonsense Saudi Arabia says, Arab countries, they say after them. Not because what Saudi Arabia is saying is the truth. No. But because they have the financial leverage. They pay. The other day they say they paid the Prime Minister of Malaysia $750 million to one person. $750 million to the Prime Minister, Abdul Razak of Malaysia. Imagine, they pay one person and then you see the result of that. Do you know what was the result? There was only one Shia center in Kuala Lumpur, it was shut down. Only one Shia center. And Shiaism is banned from Malaysia. You know why it's banned? Because $750 million, of course. Of course they banned Shiaism. But I was telling them the other day, I was telling them, do not give up. One day you come to this city and you will hear from the Adhan, the minarets, أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ عَلِيًّا وَلِيُّ اللَّهِ. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك غافر الخطيئات. إن شاء الله tomorrow صلاة الجمعة, the time has changed, so the Friday prayers will be at 1 p.m. and Saturday we have the Arabic session, our monthly Arabic session at 7:30 p.m. Saturday we begin with Salat al-Maghrib, inshallah, and then a lecture by Dr. Masbah al-Duraini and followed by me, inshallah. Let's raise our hands to pray for many people who are in urgent need for our supplications and our du'as. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء 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 يا الله منا على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية المرضى المنظورين. اللهم ألبسهم ثوب الصحة والعافية يا أرحم الراحمين, وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان. وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.